نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. أبريز الله سبحانه وتعالى، and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, i.e. have the taqwa of Allah, and don't die unless you are in a state of Al-Islam. Dear respected brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, you hear this statement, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ every Jum'ah, and don't die unless you are in a state of Al-Islam. Now remember the beginning of this khutbah and what we say in every khutbah, because it has something to relate to what we're going to be talking about. But today I'm dealing with one verse from the Quran. It's from Surah Al-Anfal, the spoils of the war, Surah number 8, verse number 72, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ إلا تفعلوه تكن فتنة في الأرض وفساد كبير. والذين كفروا بعضهم أولياء بعض إلا تفعلوه تكن فتنة وفساد كبير. The كفار الذين كفروا the كفار. Doesn't matter if they are Christian, Jewish, Hindus, whatever it is, their belief, any other belief different from Islam. comes under the umbrella of الذين كفروا. What about الذين كفروا? What Allah wants to tell us? Allah is talking to me and to you. Allah is talking to the Muslims, telling us, giving us not information, He giving us a reality. Because no one can see the hearts other than Allah. You may see something different from the outside, but the only one can tell you what's in your hearts. يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. Allah knows the deceiving of the eye and whatever the hearts conceal and hide. So Allah is the creator. Allah created the Muslims. Allah created the kuffar. Allah created everything and He knows about everything. So Allah is saying, الذين كفروا بعضهم أولياء بعض. They are the supporter of one another. They are the helper of one another. They love one another. They care for one another. They will get together. They will get together. Alright? Allah says, الذين كفروا بعضهم أولياء بعض. If it comes about محبة, about نصرة, about تعاون, helping one another, protecting one another, aiding one another, whatever it comes under the umbrella of wilaya, friendship, closeness, help, support. Say الذين كفروا, whoever they are, because they, one thing glues them together is the kufr. As a result of this, they get together. Alright? Why this? Why Allah telling us this? He's saying now, what is happening among the kuffar? If you are not going to do the same among yourself, تكون فتنة وفساد كبير. Very simple. Now, you see how they support one another. You see how they protect one another. How they shield one another. So Allah say, you Muslims, you the people holding to this deen, if you are not going to have the same loyalty to one another, and if you are not going to be supportive of one another, protective of one another, تكون فتنة is going to be the فتنة, trial, temptation, وفساد كبير, and will be a big sin. All of them going to die. Doesn't matter how healthy you are, how much you have money, you're going to die. So all of us, the grave and the dirt are going to gather us and going to cover us. But your body eventually going to go. But your deen, when you revived in the day of judgment, when Allah brings you in the day of judgment, you will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with one thing. You will come with iman or kufr. And this is what you're going to be judged about in the day of judgment. So when your health deteriorates in this life, this is not the issue, because this is the nature and this is the way, and you're going to be in the end dying soon or later, rich or poor, healthy or sick. But when the deen, when your deen is dead, when your iman is killed, when your faith is spoiled and corrupted, this is a serious matter. What you're going to meet Allah with? This is something that we have to understand. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about the cure is what? That we have wilayah for one another. We help one another. We support one another. Especially when it comes about the deen. Especially when it comes about the deen. And this is the reason that we need masajid, we need ulama, we need scholars, we need students of knowledge, we need people who always revive the iman in our heart and remind us. And Allah even said, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind them, because reminder is beneficial for the believer, even if you are a good Muslim. Even if you are a good Muslim, and we can see this among the Sahaba, كان بعضهم يأخذ بيد بعض ويقول تعالى نؤمن بربنا ساعة. And they used to live in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they take the hand of one another and say, come, let's sit down and increase our faith for 1 hour. Here the Sahaba, they did this. What about me and you? What about us living in a place like in America, surrounded with all temptation and all deviation and all corruption and all sin? Sin is a day and night, more quicker than the wind and more everywhere more than the water. This is reality. So when is the deen is damaged, when is the deen is injured, when is the Islam is attacked, this is something very serious. And if we are not going to help one another to keep our deen and preserve our deen, what we are here for? What we are here for? Akhi, please open the door. Jazakallah khair. Open it all the way, please. Thank you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the kuffar are the awliya of one another. You Muslims, they know it to do the same thing. You don't see the kuffar awliya to one another. You don't see them for anything happen. All of them come and get united. But when something happens to the Muslim, does the Muslims, they get together? They get united? You can tell for yourself. I don't have the answer, because all of us living. Brothers and sisters, today what we're talking about, that some Muslims observe people going to Christianity, some people being Christianized, some people the war, a mission, missionaries been attacking them, been hunting them, been spotting them in America, in Africa, even in Arabia, everywhere. What are the Muslims doing about it? This is very important. Especially if they have the means. Especially if they have the means and they are not using it, now it's very serious. Because this life became dearer to us more than Allah and His Messenger. The support of one another been explained by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضُوٌ تَدَاعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَّى أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The believers, in the way how they support one another, care for one another, help one another, feel for one another, aid for one another, like one single body. If one member suffer, if one limb suffer, the whole body will suffer. Otherwise, something wrong. If you have pain in your teeth, if you have pain in your toe, and your eye, your ear, your shoulder, your arm is not feeling about it, it must be some part of your body is paralyzed. It must be there is something wrong with your system. You are not sensitive, you don't feel it, something wrong. This is fact, my brothers. This is fact. And when you go to the doctor and he hits you on your knee and asks you, do you feel this? Because he wants to know if the nerves work there or not. Okay, he pinch you with a pin or something. Try. Do you feel this? He wants to see reaction for your leg because he hit you in your knee. This is reality. He wants to make sure that everything is working. So when something happens with the Muslims, especially in your own locality, especially in next door neighbor among the Muslims, and you are not reacting for it, something wrong with your deen. So the Muslims, like one single body. When one member suffer, the whole body will suffer. I beg Allah's forgiveness, and that I beg that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us as one body, feeling for one another, caring for one another, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us and show the way how we have wilayah and support and love for one another. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to have the taqwa of Allah and don't die ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. I a continuing every day maintaining your religion, your salah, the basics of your deen, be going to the mosque, open your Quran, learn about your deen, so when the best come to you, you are in a state of Islam. Don't swing, don't go away because money, because position, because anything, because you never know who is mad and out will come and take your soul. So we have to maintain Islamic life day and night in America or in Arabia or even on the moon. You have to maintain Islamic life to the best of your ability, so when the best come, he will not see you heedless and take you in a different state. We see today, my dear respected brothers and sisters, the way how some missionaries or some workers, whatever you want to call them, they try to little bit by little bit, because my human being in general, they are smart. They are not the people who come and tell you, she's the son of God, okay, put this cross in your neck, but they will come and give you a smile. They maybe buy you a sandwich, maybe they invite you to their houses. What about you come for, we have a Bible study, a little bit by little bit, but we'll start maybe with a smile or shake hand, introduce yourself, because they have agenda and they know how to reach. In the end, they try to present something to you. We see this when the Somali, some people said they don't use the name Bantus. When the Somali family arrived here, the Bantus family, whatever you want to call this, what is the gift that has been given to them? A movie in their own language about Jesus. See how the kuffar work hard to turn the people from Islam. When you're talking about Bantus and people have different dialects in their own language, it's not even having a Somali language, there is a different, because the tribes have a different dialect. They have something specially been prepared for them, and the first gift being given, giving them a movie, because they be restless reading a book, but you see music and pictures and scenes, excitement, and those who do not understand, they will see something, and a man on the cross and suffering, and they understand, working in their emotion and make you cry and all the things. This. So the people work little bit by little bit. But one of the things that they work on in it, how now to get the children. How to get the children. Even 4 and 5 years. It maybe doesn't work like this. The person will be a Christian the next day. But maybe they have a plan. They have 5 years plan, 10 years plan. We start first. Like I explained to you, that one of the brothers went to take care of some business. When he arrived there to the family, he found a Christian guy. Doesn't matter if he's missionaries or not missionaries, but he's a Christian guy. He was a babysitter for 3 children while the mother went to work or she went to have English class. Now tell me, even your own imam, did he ever do something like this? These people ready to give anything for the love of Jesus. Amen. Professor, whatever his job, he went make from his own self a babysitter for other kids. They are not even his color, it's not even his language, nothing. Why is he thinking he's doing it? He's not getting paid. He's a volunteer. He's a volunteer. Why? There must be something there. It's something planned there. But where is the Muslims? We're busy because we have something else. Each one of us have something else to do. You think the kuffar, they don't have something like us to do? They have families, they have jobs, they have many things to do. But why? Because they love Jesus, but maybe we don't love Muhammad enough. They love Jesus, and they love the Father, but maybe we don't love Allah enough. So we're always busy with our own program. My family, my son, my family, my son, who don't have anything for the other Muslims. And this is a problem. Now, to make a long story short, we still have 5 minutes in our khutbah. This is called Splash. Okay? This is a summer program being prepared for the Bantu children. With good intention or bad intention, I'm not going to enter in the heart. Okay? Allah knows the intention. Maybe some people, they come because the money. Because there is a grant, $180,000. for 10 weeks program. In addition to this, they're going to have a festival and get the bantus, so the Christian will come and see the kids, and they're going to donate 40,000. So the total will be $120,000 to supervise and teach and play and color for 10 weeks with 50 or 60 children. Some of them maybe came for the money and some came for the love of Jesus. Where are those who love Muhammad? Where are those who love the Quran? Where are those who love Allah? This is the program being prepared. Alright? You can read through and they have it day by day, a second by second, a minute by minute, what they're going to do with the children. The unique thing in the program this year, last year they don't need to take anybody less than 5 years. This year they need even the 4 years old. 4 years old. Brothers, let's try to think. Let's try to wake up. Where is the wilaya? Where is the friendship that among the Muslims? Where is the concern among the Muslims? We only concern about me, me, and me. Subhanallah. Is it going to work like this? Why is he doing it? Who's going to cry for these children? For 10 weeks, because now they're going to be out of school. They're going to take them for 10 weeks, from the morning until late afternoon. Where are the Muslims? Where is the Islamic Center of Colombia? Where is the Imam? Where is the Shura? Where is CARE? Where is ISNA? Where is ICNA? Where is Muslim Student Association? Where is the school? Where is the Imams? Where is the leaders of the Muslims in Colombia? This is here. Who's responsible? Who's responsible? Allah is warning you Muslims. Allah is warning you, if you have not get up and do something and care for one another, it's going to be a fitna. And we already live in it. We already live in the fitna among ourselves, among our masajid, among our leaders. We live in fitna. Who can deny this? And fasad. And this, the destruction having in our deen before our life. Brothers and sisters, I'm calling in you today that we save it or let it go. We do something or one hand doesn't clap. I'm only one man. Maybe all what I got is a tongue. I can do a little bit, but my tongue is to deliver the message. Who's responsible about this? Who's responsible? They're going to take 60 or 70 Bantu, Somali, younger children, 4 years old and going up. Swimming, coloring, math, education, name it, whatever. They don't have to tell them Jesus. But I'm sure you're going to spot one of them before he eats, he's going to do this. And what a little kid going to see this? Or he's going to do it, understand like this? Or somehow, these people, they have a brain and they plan. They look like most of the Muslims, they busy with their own program. It has to be something. Some of them may be coming for the money, and some of them coming for the love of Jesus. We love Jesus. We love Muhammad. We love Allah. We love Islam. We love the Quran. This is your responsibility, Muslim, to teach, to make refuge for these younger children. When the Muhajirin left Mecca, who took them? The Kuffar. Shame on us when you understand the churches has adopted families, sponsoring family. Yes, we're doing a good deed. Yes, we're going to do a good deed. But we did not. We are not doing it. And some of us are millionaires. I know who's in the community. I didn't understand, just came to Colombia. I've been here for the last 26 years. Alright? I know before any mosque can be here, or anybody became an imam, or anybody became, I've been here, alhamdulillah. And I know that some of us, if they want to take a program like this, by himself, he can do it. Some of you, one of his houses, he can shelter all those refugees that they came. But, when you love yourself so much, And believe it or not, you're going to die and leave everything. But that's all what I'm asking you. Help me with idea, suggestions. Tell me, should I jump, get involved, snatch this program and say, this is our children, we are neglected our duty towards them, or let the kuffar do it? Because like I said, one hand doesn't clap. With my limited intelligence, I thought about a few ideas, but I'm sure that you will have more ideas and better ideas. One, as example, cover your leg there, cover your thigh. One of the ideas that we say we have about 70 children, each Muslim will adopt, or what you call sponsoring a child, which will come to about $350-$400. But sometimes we sell to collection and we make collection for 10 children. We could not run a program. Those people going to run the program was 120,000. We can do the same program for 30,000. We have the facilities. You have five classrooms, a big hall. You can easy get the children. We get them every weekend. We're working with them. We can do it. With quarter of this money, they hire a staff, but there is not even one single Muslim in the staff. They built the whole program, they did not consult a Muslim. There is not even Islamic study in it. This is the most important. They go to public school, it's the time to teach them something about their deen. Who's for this children? Some of these bantus, their father, they're still in the refugee camp. Are you going to be a father for them? Some of them, they've been sent the mother with five kids. Somebody said, brother, let's work on the parents. Brother, the parents, they are in another valley, working hard from the morning to the evening for 6 days to make food for their children. So don't try to push the problem away because your selfishness and you don't want to show to see that you are guilty. Work on the parents. Do this. Let somebody else do it. What I'm suggesting is the following. That each one of us sponsoring a child. Maybe it doesn't work. I made this proposal here, or this folder. Alright? And maybe we, some of you volunteer, know the imam is very good friend with you, and you go and tell him, hey imam, what's going on? Our brothers and our sisters been taken to be educated and disciplined by the kuffar. Are you willing to do something about it? Here, read the proposal, see the kuffar going to do it. As soon as the school closes, they're going to start. Maybe you can talk to your imam, to the representative of mosque, go to all this organization. When you open the blue page or whatever yellow page is, you find about 7, 8, 10 organization, Muslims in Colombia. Why you don't take one of this proposal and go talk to the imam? And let this imam help. What about if the imam is sponsoring this? What about if every mosque will take the children for one day? As example. So we solve the problem. Everybody will go for one day, take the children, teach them, play with them, color with them, do whatever you do with them, feed them lunch, take them back home. The next day our mosque will take it. The next day the other mosque will take it. There's many ways. There is different ways to skin a sheep, but like I said, I'm only one man. Maybe we need volunteers. Maybe some people will volunteer. Some brothers and sisters, and this is work also for the sister, and say, I will come every day for 2 hours. I'm going to teach the children math. I'm going to teach them English. I'm going to make arts and craft with them. I'm going to color with them. I'm going to take them to the zoo. I'm going to take them and jog them. Do something. So we have idea of volunteers. Or even we can collect the money and after this we hire some Muslims, alright, for a minimum wage of $150 a week. Unless we need at least 10 to 12 for the staff to work a program like this. Brothers, you have to understand this is a khutbah, like many other khutbah, comes and goes. But Don't be surprised in the day of judgment if Allah asks you about this khutbah. Don't be surprised that you be questioned about this khutbah in the day of judgment. And don't cry later on 5 years from now when you know that some of the Bantus that living in Colombia, they became Christian. Because like a seed, you drop a seed, and one day you see the seed grow little bit by little bit. They are not, somebody said, brother, what's wrong? You don't think. You think somebody because they go for 10 weeks and program, they're going to be a Christian? No, they are not. But this is the way how people work. So brothers, you are aware about the problem now? I hope my English was good enough for you to understand it. And I have the programs here, you can read it. And I'm here, be willing to hear from you. I'm here to serve, I'm here to work, I'm here to understand whatever it is that the children eat, and I clean after them. You do the job. But we need to do something about it.
For those who inshallah, to
anyone who likes to volunteer, let me know. If anybody willing to work with money or without money, let me know. And inshallah, tomorrow at 6 o'clock sharp, we're going to have a small meeting upstairs for those who really want to do something serious about this program. Because before this Tuesday coming, I have to know if I should stick my nose into this or not. I'm not going to make fool out of myself, neither I'm trying to make fool out of our center or making fool out of the Muslims. And Jean tells the people, thank you, God bless you, we're taking over because this is our children. We are the ones who are supposed to serve them. God bless you, we're doing it. So maximum by Tuesday, I have to know, can I say this or not? But the answer is not coming from me. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the answer will come as your response. So I'm waiting for your response, Muslims. And never think that the little bit you can drop or say or do doesn't make anything. Because everything starts with the little bit. I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts, our mind, that we reflect and think about what we hear today. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us die, all of us, in a state of Islam.